Have you ever wondered if prayer really matters? Oh, yes, my friend. If you wonder if God answers prayer, just look into the Word of God. He answered the prayers of so many people. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if God answered their prayer, then surely God can answer yours.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
Praise God. It is so good to have you with us on Truth and Fact today. We are in the book of Esther, chapter 4, verse 16. Esther says this, "If I perish, I perish." Wow. She's a woman of faith, a woman that believes God, a woman of great courage. That's right. She's a woman of faith. There's another woman I can think about, Mary. She was a woman of faith. She trusted in the Lord and the Word of God as she was used by the Lord to bring Jesus into the world, regardless of what other people thought or the speculation. She trusted in the Word of the Lord. Hannah is another woman that is brought to my mind. She was a woman that endured great difficulties desiring a child, but she held on to God. She was also a woman of faith, a woman of anguish, a woman of determination. She would not give up easily. She would hold on to God regardless of how grim the circumstances might look. And also, I find that Hannah was a woman of prayer. Ah, yes, what a wonderful quality. Hannah prayed. Esther also believed in the power of prayer. She prayed. She prayed and fasted. She believed that God answered prayer. Hannah was a woman that believed in prayer. She practiced prayer. She lived prayer. And there's nothing more special than a woman that prays. She prays for her family. She prays for her children. She prays for her spouse, her church. She prays for the lost. I have to believe that God cherishes the prayers of women who believe Him by faith. What an opportunity. What a calling. What a ministry you ladies have that pray. Prayer mixed with faith can move mountains. Prayer mixed with faith can bring earth-shattering results. Just ask Paul and Silas about that one. My friend, we need women that can pray so that shackles and bonds and jail cell doors can be broken down in Jesus' name. People that are in bondage to drugs and alcohol and sin can be set free. Thank God for praying moms and for praying women. You know what? Some of you are saved and living for God, perhaps because your mama prayed for you. She cried and wept over your soul. She poured herself out on the altar of God. She interceded, begging God to save you, to make you a man or a woman of God. And God heard the cry of a desperate mom and answered that cry. And because of that, you are saved today. Praise the Lord. I remember many years ago, I used to live in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I was going to a church and I was in a Sunday school class. And Brother Darrell Williams was the teacher, great man of God. But one day his wife realized that the one thing I was missing and why I was so miserable was because I was lost and I needed to get saved. And so she began to pray and seek the face of the Lord. My friend, about a week later, I gave my heart to Jesus. He saved my soul and I've never been the same. All because of this woman that prayed for me. And I believe because of that, I am here today. My friend Esther prayed, and thank God she did pray. That was the only way. She believed God, and God answered her cry. The king accepted her. The enemy was exposed, and her people were saved. Don't tell me that God doesn't hear. Don't tell me God doesn't move. My friend, God heard, and God moved, all because God heard somebody praying. Don't tell me that God doesn't hear your cry. My friend, pray and seek the face of God, and He will do wonders.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.